Right, Danny. Ended up in second place, I believe, at the line. How would you say your race went for you? A lot of it was in the front. I think you started near the front.
Yeah, we started third. I knew the way the track was tonight, especially, you know, in our heat race and practice, track lost some speed. It was hot. It was slippery. And it was hard for guys to make moves, so I knew whoever got out in the front in the first 3, 4, 5 laps was going to have a real good chance of winning the race. And Cameron and Greg just got a really good start, and I couldn't make any moves on Cameron on my own. And Greg was able to get away a little bit, and then, you know, fortunately, when Anthony got by me, that kind of opened up some headway for me to get by Cameron, and then the race kind of evolved from there. It's tough to be disappointed when you win a heat race and you finish second. We're still trying to get our first win. I would have liked for it to have been tonight, of course, but... I think we're back and forth in points, so you can't be upset with a night like that.
Once you and your teammate got into second and third and last lap, you know, he's running for a track championship, and Anthony's not one to hold back if he's got a car. A little bit of contact, maybe not so little bit, between first and second. Were you thinking, I got to be ready in case something happens between these two guys, maybe I can get a win out of this?
Well, I've never been lucky before racing, so I'm not going to lie. I thought maybe going into three, you know, maybe something would happen. You know, Anthony's not going to turn him, but he's going to try to do what he can to win the race. He's running for a championship, and he wants to win races. That's why he's leading the points. So, I was trying to hunker myself down to the bottom as much as I could, thinking that they might slide up the track. And as it turned out, Anthony got pretty crossed up, and I got into the back of him, and then that ended up giving me the room on the bottom to, I guess, barely get him at the line. So.
2 weeks to go in the regular season. Has this season been kind of long for you, or do you say it's been like lightning fast?
I'd say it's been lightning fast, for sure. You know, it's nice to have weeks off here and there. You know, I got a family at home, so it helps to kind of break things up a little bit. But I cannot believe that there's two more races before Classic. It's crazy.
All right, where do you go from here? 2 weeks to go. Is it more of a preparation for Classic, or are you still trying to find a right regular Saturday night setup?
I feel pretty good about our regular Saturday night setup. But I also feel really good looking ahead to Classic. You know, we've been in the 35 lap races and whatnot. Our car doesn't seem to really fall off. It kind of stays the same. So I think we'll be good for 75 lap distance. We're going to try as much as we can to win the next 2 weeks. Our handicap's probably going to be a little shot now, but in the Twin 20s will be tough because you just don't have a lot of time. So just come and try to pass as many cars as we can and keep finishing in the top 5. And maybe finish fourth in points is kind of the goal.
Finally, who I have to thank for your podium finish tonight?
Dan Denny, number one. Ralph Parsons. My buddy Mike came tonight and helped us out. Mark Castiglia, for sure. You know, Anthony and I, he has given us absolutely everything we need to be up front and to win. Doesn't bat an eyelash, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been the most easygoing experience I've ever had driving a race car. So, you know, we got all of our sponsors, Champion Power Equipment, Holiday Inn Express, Nice Price Auto Sales. Steven Joya, Farmer Insurance, jumped on board this year. I got so many. A lot of great people. Skip's Fish Fry, Slack Carts, Cam's Pizzeria. Sorry if I'm missing anybody, but, you know, we'll have a couple PRs out here in the next couple weeks about stuff. And it's been a great season. I'm loving it, and I hope the wife already gave me the go-ahead to do it again next year, so now I just got to wait and see what happens.